Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Warsaw, Poland, and Moscow, Russia. Two international conferences have been held to focus on how to deal with the Iranian threat in our world today. One sponsored by the United States in Warsaw, and the other led by Russia from Moscow. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table with more details in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let's look across the entire world. In Moscow, there's a meeting going on between Iran, Russia, and Turkey. Long-term talks for peace, some type of peace, in Syria. Meanwhile, in Warsaw, the United States, according to Russia, are holding up a conference there and beating the war drums. Is that a good evaluation there?
Well, the Russians are calling these dueling summits where the Russians have convoked the leaders of Iran, Turkey, to Moscow, and the Americans have gotten senior representatives from 60 nations to come to Poland to talk about the Middle East and especially about Iran. So I wouldn't call it beating the drums of war. The United States, the Trump administration, is not talking about going to war with Iran, despite what all the alarmists would like us to believe. They're talking about, again, recreating or reforging this international alliance to increase the pressure on the Iranian regime so the regime will back off from its terrorist operations in Europe and elsewhere around the world, so it will back off from its nuclear weapons programs, and so it will back off on the murder against its own opposition domestically and elsewhere. I don't think the Iranians are going to be affected by it, but that's what's going on. You have these two different summits this week, one in Warsaw and the other in Moscow.
Ken Timmerman giving us the details on two international conferences with a focus on dealing with the Iranian threat in our world today, one held in Warsaw, led by the United States, and the other in Moscow, that was led by Russia. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken Timmerman laid out the purpose of the two conferences, one in Warsaw, the other in Moscow, with a focus on the Iranian threat for our world. Ken reported that Iran will do its own thing, whatever these conferences may decide. Iran's activities follow the prophetic scenario that is found in Ezekiel 38 and Daniel chapter 11. Iran will help form the alignment of Islamic nations who will come to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. However, these same prophetic passages reveal the truth that God will intervene to protect the Jewish people from total destruction. And that's God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...